and as if I am daughter of Yashoda. So she was loving me. Pratyapadaya mudita braja raja ragye. Because Yashoda Ma is knowing this dasi, me, myself, Tulsi Manjari, a dasi of Srimati Radhika. I'm telling here Radhika, dasi, dasi, but there is no dasi sabd word there in that sphere. Beti or and a daughter and other words are there. Then doing so, Yashoda Devi will ask Premna Prasuriva. Prasuriva means in lovely manner, as if I am her daughter, Prasu. Prasu means
mother.
A mother who gives birth to a child. This is Prasu. So I am a child of mother Yashoda. So she is asking me, will she ask me, Bhavatah Kusalasya Prichyat. Oh, how is my daughter, loving daughter Radhika, will ask to me. And I will, with same, with Manda Muskan,
smiling face,
I will tell that she is all right, okay. Bhabbe vidhasyati kada mai tavakatvat. So, at that time, Yashoda will love me very affectionately at that time. She is telling here that Vattaja Sodama, Krishna himself tells that if he knows that she is a dasi of Radhika or a dasi of Lalita or Visakha, Krishna gives his all mercy to bestow to that dasi. So to be a dasi of Radhika is very highest thing in this upasana. Even it is so lovely than being the sakhi of dasika, of Radhika. So I want to be a dasi of Srimati Radhika, and I want to serve in all respect. Narottam Thakur is doing some prarthana here. Hari hari hena dasa hena din haibe amar duho anga parashiva duho anga nirakhiva sevan kariva duhaka. Narottam Thakur is doing prayer to Srimati Radhika or Krishna both, that when my fate will be so, and when I will have a day that I will serve Radha and Krishna both, but I am dasi of Srimati Radhika, yet by the order of Radhika I am serving both Krishna also. So when I will do sparsh, when I will sparsh,
touch
both. Yeah. sit or anything. And duhu anga nirakhiba. And I will see with affection both Radha and Krishna. Sevan kariba duhakar. And I will serve both Radha and Krishna. When they are in state, they will order, O Dasi, come here. O Tulasi, O Rupmanjari, O all Mandir, come on. My states are going on. You should do pankha. And after that, when states will go, they will order me that bring a glass of very good water for us. They will order. And I will carry that water to them. After that, they will order me to bring a tambul vitika. I will give in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Radhika will supply in the mouth of Krishna. Lalita Vishakha Sangi Semana Kariva Range. Radhika and Vishakha are serving to Radha and Krishna. And in their anugatya, in their guidance, I will serve both, not as a master, but always in the guidance of Lalitar Gaur. Srimati, Srimati ka kya hota hai? Jyut. Radha Jyutheshwari. And Lalita is under the youth of Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakhar Gaur. And in Vishakha, there are so many divisions. Rupmanjari is the head of all divisions. And in the division, our Gurudev, Guru Rupi Sakha is there. Guru Sakhi is there. In her guidance, I will serve both Radha and Krishna. So not Swatantra, independent service is there, but always in the guidance of Sakhi, all Seva Lata.
ललिता विशाखा संगे सेवन करिबरंगे मालागाथी दिवनाना फूले कनक संपुट भरी तांबुल का पूर भरी जोगाइब अधर जुगले.
At that time, by the order of Sakis, I make a garland, very beautiful garland, and I will give it to Guru Sakhi, and Guru Sakhi will give to Rupmanjari, and she will give to Lalita Vishakha, and they will give in the hands of Radhika. Radhika will give it to Krishna. Then Radhika will ask Rupmanjari or Lalita Vishakha, who has made this garland so beautiful? Then I will be so much pleased to hear. Then Rupmanjari will tell that this new Sakhi has done it. She is very intelligent and does good services. Rupmanjari has given siksha, training to this new Sakhi. So is so qualified. Hearing, I will be so much glad.
Kanak samput bhari, tambul karpur bhari, yogaiva adhar yugale. Radha Krishna Vrindavan, a more prandhan.
Here Narottam Thakur is praying that Radha and Krishna, Lalita Vishakha, all Sakhis, especially Vrindavan, all are my prandhan.
Wealth of my life.
Wealth of my life. Same or Jivan Upai. I am only living
by
these means. Without these things, without this service, I await कुछ बैठने के लिए है वहाँ
कम्बल
विदाउट वृंदावन विदाउट दि सर्विंग ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण विदाउट ललिता एंड विशाखा आई कैनॉट लिव ए मोमेंट फॉर ए मोमेंट शी इज फीलिंग एंड क्राइंग ऑलवेज इन हिज सो मेनी कीर्तन If any man has greed towards all these things, certainly he will weep, and there will be, he will feel separation. Actually, he will have no taste in other things of this world. But we have so much taste for all these clothing. Taking meals and all other things, praise. But he is telling that Radha Krishna Vrindavan, all the companions of Krishna are my pran, life. So we should fill this if we want to progress in this. Jai patit pavan deha mora ei dhan tuha bina anna nahi bhai. He is telling to his Gurudev, Krishna, Rupa Raghunath and all others. Patit Pavan. You are Patit Pavan. I am Patit. Anyone should realize in doing bhajan that I am doing nothing. I am worthless. No? When we see, especially I see towards my mind, that I am doing no bhajan at all. A Kanishtha Adhikari sees that I am doing so much good type of bhajan. Madhyama Adhikari feels उसको एक्सपीरियंस होती है क्या ही रियलाइजेस दैट आई एम डूइंग नो भजन आई एम डूइंग सम भजन बट दिस इज नॉट लाइक ए भजन मध्यम अधिकारी इफ ही सो ऑनेस्ट देन ही विल रियलाइज इट एंड इफ ही इज उत्तम भक्त आर मध्यम उत्तम Or Uttam, he will see that I am doing nothing. Really, he will realize so. And he will weep always as Bhaktivinoda Thakur weep, Narottam Thakur weep, or Mangal ke? Billo Mangal, or Radhara Sudhanidhi
Prabodhananda.
Always waiting like Raghunath Das Goswami said, he will be shortened. What we are doing? Any feeling separation? To feel separation for Seva, at least of his Gurudev, for his Gurudev. This should realize some Dipralambhava
separation.
I see that we don't weep, no tear coming. So he is weeping so loudly that Keno Achaye Pran Ki Sukh Lagiya Narottam Das Keno Nagelo Mariya. There is a prayer of Narottam Thakur. Gurapahu na bhajiya mainu. I am so unworthy, unfit, actually doing no bhajan, doing only I am taking good cloth, good food, good sleep, and taking so much praise from others. That you are a very qualified Vaishnava. But I think that am worthy, unworthy for all these things. Krishna never comes in my heart. The fifth or sixth slok, of Sikshastra. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadarudhyajira. Pulkar nikitan bapuh kadat manam grahane bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself telling that when a day will come for me, that when I will tell Krishna, my eyes will be full of tears. There will be pulak there, gadgad here. Krishna, Krishna, I could not tell. Kri Kri, Krishna, Jagannath, Jaja Gaga, Mahaprabhu is telling. So when this day will come, do we pray like this? Pray? If not, we should do pray. We should pray for all these things. Why all things are not coming? Because our heart is like a stone. By offenses, so many offenses, so many unearths, and we are seeing that unearth is there. Kanishtha Adhikari will not see, but Madhyam Adhikari can see some of these things, and Uttam Adhikari will vividly see all these things.
So he is
telling that all these conditions will come if you will do mercy upon me, bestow mercy upon me. Tua bina anna naiva. I am seeing only the way that my heart will be so komal,
soft,
will be so soft, and yag dravit ho jayega, dravit
will be melted.
Will be melted if you do mercy upon. Otherwise, it is like a stone. Pasu paki jhure paasha na vidare suni jar guna gatha. A stone can
melt
if they will hear the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and his pastime. I am hearing, but not my heart is melting. Then I am so much unworthy than a stone even. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan through Jharikhand, and so many beasts, wild beasts and all other melted. They told Krishna, and being a man and devotee, our heart is not melting. Not a drop of tear is coming. So he is very sorrowful. He becomes so sorry. We should also be sorry that all qualities should come to us for his seva. So Narottam Thakur is telling that Gorapahu na bhajiya mainu prema ratan dhan helaye herai. Dear Dishkirtan, have you heard?
Yes, I heard. Prabhupada
Singh. Gorapahu na bhajiya mainu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only 500 years before. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are in this world. So sincere devotees are there. They have come down in the Guru Parampara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, how did they do bhajan sincerely? We have heard all these things by means of Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other books. We have seen it. But I have no taste in doing bhajan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not doing service of Radha and Krishna. Son, how wretched person in this world. Gurapahu na bhajiyamenu prema ratan dhan helai herai.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought Prem Dhan to give us free. And he has done his hands that take, but we are not taking. Bina kimat ka, bina mulya ka.
Without any value.
Without any value. He is giving to us. But we are so wretched that we are not taking this prem. He is telling us. Prem dhat ratan dhan helaye harainu. He is giving offering always and we are not taking. Adhane jatana kari dhan te aginu. Adhane, the things which are not valuable, that are not wealth, we are understanding them wealth as wealth and trying always for these things. But not for this prem dhan. We are not doing any effort, not sadhan bhajan. Iske baad mein kya?
Vishaya
vishaya. And I am only by chanting the Krishna name, Gaur name, and doing Sankirtan, it can be achieved. But we have no taste in also this. Vishaya vishama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is warning us. Narottam Thakur is also warning. All Goswamis are warning. Don't go towards Vishaya. Ruprasa Gandha Shabda Sparsha. There are five Vishaya. We test it by five
senses.
They are warning us. Yet we do. Or mind does not obey us. It goes to taste all these things. So Narottam Thakur is telling that these senses are not obeying me. So what should I do? Narottam Das keno nagelo mariya. Why you are not dying? That in other birth I will again try to do bhajan of Gauri Chandra and Radha Krishna. I see that in this birth I cannot do anything. I am so much papi, adham, sinful. So here. Then he comes to 48 and we should end here. Now all are so easy. We will see that what a sloka we again can say.
But the translations here are not clear like when you speak. Even the easy one.
I am beginning to appreciate this. This Tilak Kushmanjali is very special because almost every verse is the viewpoint of Gopi Manjari.
Yes.
So many other poems are Krishna or even Radha, but not this. Very thankful you're giving us this.
Raghunath Das Goswami giving his every word very deep meaning and remembering past times regarding that word Tambul, remembering the past times of Krishna when Srimati Radhika is giving Tambul to Krishna or Krishna is giving his half-viewed things. After this sloka it will come that see when Tulsi went to Yashoda Bhavan and returning from there Krishna has given some prasad. Yashoda is giving some prasad. Yashoda is giving prasad to Dhanishta for Srimati Radhika and all sakis in the night. The speciality that Tulsi Manjari is seeing
that Dhanishtha is so near and dear to Krishna. When Krishna was taking all these things, anything by that Radhika has cooked it, so sweet, so fragranceful, and so tasteful. But Krishna takes in mouth and then gives it out, taking something, and rest he gives in the pot. At once Dhanishtha knows that it is so sweet, but yet Krishna has done that mukh, his bhangi, that it is not so sweet. So Krishna gives his remnants in this pot, and skillfully Dhanishtha takes it and mix in the pot that Yashoda has given in a pot, so many delicious things there. She keeps in that pot, skillfully she keeps, and takes it to Srimati Radhika. And especially that remnant of Krishna gives Srimati Radhika. Radhika gives a little to all the sakhis, to this. It has been. She is telling that, can I do service like this to you? You bestow our mercy that I will be so able to do all this seva. If not seva, in remembrance he could come in my your all these pastimes and services in my mind. I will be so lucky.